Hey everyone, I wanted to give you a heads up that the highly anticipated second season of the hit podcast Proof is finally here. So if you're looking for more true crime content, go check it out because Proof is an awesome investigative true crime podcast co-hosted by Susan Simpson of Undisclosed and Jacinda Davis of Evil Lives Here. Proof made headlines for its first season in 2022. After proving the innocence of two Georgia men serving life sentences for murdering their friend, Brian Bowling, when they were just 17 years old. And 25 years later, on December 8th of 2022, both men were finally freed, all based on evidence unearthed by Proof. Now in the second season of Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, Susan and Jacinda are on the case again, this time traveling to the streets of Manteca, California to uncover who really murdered 18-year-old Rene Ramos. On June 5th of 2000, Ramos's body was found buried under a pile of debris inside the shell of a new Home Depot building. Despite tips hinting at alternate suspects, tips that were ignored until now, Rene's boyfriend, 18-year-old skateboarder Jake Silva, and Ty Lopez, the 33-year-old uncle of one of Jake's close friends, were arrested and convicted of her murder. Fans of true crime and investigative series won't want to miss this riveting new season and follow the case as Susan and Jacinda uncover long overlooked evidence about what really happened to Rene by listening to Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Scary Mysteries, Twisted Twos. Witch Cave of England and Sweden's Mass Disappearance. Tales of hauntings, murder, and scary mysteries. Every week, Twisted Twos dives into a pair of uniquely terrifying true stories that are worthy of a more in-depth look. For this week, we focus on the mysterious witch markings discovered in an ancient cave and the curious case of Sweden's mass disappearance. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted Twos. Number 1. Witch Cave of England. In East Midlands, England, there's a legendary ancient cave system known as Cresswell Crags. It's believed to have been occupied by ancient man during the last ice age around 40,000 to 10,000 years ago, and might have even hosted people long before that. When researchers looked into the caves, they found different tools and animal bones indicating that humans had captured and hunted various animals during the time. On the walls, cave art was etched showing images of humanoid figures, birds, bison, and horses. But something unusual was also found deep within these caves. For years, researchers thought the extra markings etched on the walls were nothing but modern graffiti. Composed of hundreds of letters, symbols, and strange patterns carved deep into the cave rock wall, the markings were studied more carefully, only to reveal they were in fact witch marks. Two researchers from the Subterranea Britannica group, Haley Clark and Ed Waters, were the ones who identified them. The two went on a guided tour in the caves, and that's when they spotted what they recognized. Past researchers suspected the marks may have been made during Victorian times, but the two recognized them as apotropaic marks, meaning they had the power to ward off evil influences or bad luck. They brought forth their suggestion. Other researchers studied the etchings and agreed they were likely made during the 17th and 18th century to serve as protection against witches or other foul things like fairies or whatever creatures were feared during the time. Many of these symbols were a mix of letters and patterns. There are zigzagging lines and spirals that can be found elsewhere in the world, often marked along entryways, doorways, windows, or fireplaces as a means to ward off evil spirits. The cave was literally filled with thousands of these. It's thought that the locals once believed the cave served as an entrance to the evil underworld, and thus the markings were put in place. For many people, they say the cave was to blame for various crop failings, bad events, and even illnesses plaguing the nearby towns. One of the most popular witch's mark designs found in the cave is the double V. It's a religious reference that represents Virgin of Virgins. Another sign is the PM, or Pace Maria, which represents the Holy Mother of Peace. There are also mazes and boxes etched along the walls. For a cave as mysterious and large as the Cresswell system, many feel those who carved the witch's marks might have feared something would come out from the depths of the cave, and so they tried to prevent that from ever happening. Currently, the Cresswell Crags is open for tours and can be explored by those curious about these marks and the cave system. Number 2. Sweden's mass disappearance. Considered the most baffling disappearance case in Sweden's history, the case of four missing young men on July 29, 1965 proves to be a truly bizarre story. There was nothing significant about that day, except for the fact it had been raining heavily. But for three friends, it was something they likely didn't expect. 21-year-old Jan Dalsjö, Gay Carlson, who was 22, and Jill Johannesson, who was 16, were friends who had worked at the local shipyard. On that Thursday morning of July 29th, all three borrowed a blue Volvo from Jan's brother and drove off, heading somewhere undisclosed, and were never seen again. One by one, the young men were reported missing. Their disappearance was reported at different times by different people, so police initially had no clue they were even friends or that they all went off together. It took months before police realized the three men were actually with one another that day, and by then, it seems it was too late. When police finally connected the dots, they discovered a few unusual things. First, all three men had no driver's license at all and should not have been driving. Second, none of their friends or family members knew where they were going or why. At first, authorities speculated the men might have wanted to go camping, but with the rainy weather that day, that seemed unlikely. During the investigation, they did find out the men were slight troublemakers, but all of them were happy people and well-liked by friends and family. In other words, there was no sign the trio wanted to up and leave their situations. Apart from that, they also had stable relationships, and the youngest was actually on his way to becoming a father. Their salaries were also left uncollected when they left that day as well. Since their disappearance, they have never been heard from again, and the blue Volvo has also never been found. Curiously though, it wasn't just the three men that disappeared on that day and in the same city. 18-year-old Hubner Lundquist, who was an art student, was traveling from Gothenburg to Lisko. At some point, he sent a postcard to a family member saying, "All is well, don't worry." But apparently, it wasn't all okay because the young teen also vanished without a trace. Like the previous three, no one knew where he had gone. Detectives think maybe the young art student had inadvertently hitched a ride from the trio's Volvo and disappeared with them as well. Another curious incident happened that same day. Two men dressed in drag stormed through a bank in Gothenburg just around 2 p.m. They came in firing guns at the ceiling and threatened everyone around. But a bank customer, who happened to be a wrestler, tackled one of the would-be robbers. As a result, there was a bit of a scramble, and one of those robbers accidentally shot himself. The two thieves then made a run for it, looting what they could, which was a good amount of money. They went to the river area and stripped off their clothes to reveal scuba gear underneath. The bank employees tried to pursue them and began throwing rocks.
There were gunshots fired, and eventually the two robbers, along with a third man, was arrested by police. Investigators are curious whether the robbery was connected to the men's disappearance at all. Some officers believe it was because, for all these strange things to occur in one day, seemed like too much of a coincidence in the relatively quiet city of Gothenburg. Since the mysterious happenings of that day, police and many people have wondered what happened to the men. There were rumors Gay Carlson had died sometime after he had disappeared. Curiously, sometime late in 1965, his apartment was cleaned out by unknown people. His sister also caught a man she didn't know inside Carlson's apartment. Mysteriously, the stranger was wearing a sweater she'd given to her brother. There were several witnesses who later came forward stating they had seen or met one or two of the men in the years following their reported disappearance. However, this was never fully confirmed. So today, the case of Sweden's mysterious mass disappearance continues to remain a mystery. So there were two of the creepiest and mysterious stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted Twos is sure to show you why. If you enjoyed this video, then please remember to subscribe and check out some of our other videos we know you'll love. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you soon.